He was a civic savior for our city in desperate times, and he will be remembered as one of the greatest and certainly one of the most important mayors in our city's long history.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg speaking at the 100th anniversary celebration of the Grand Central Terminal, remembering a predecessor who, said Bloomberg, may very well have saved Grand Central from the wreckers' ball in the mid-1970s when the city was on the verge of bankruptcy. It was one of many tributes to Ed Koch that poured in today in the hours after the city learned of his death. Former Governor Mario Cuomo remembered Koch as an extraordinary human being who possessed exceptional intelligence and wit. The two worked together to bring the city back from the brink of bankruptcy. And former New York City Mayor David Dinkins, who defeated Koch in the 1989 Democratic primary, also credited Koch with bringing the city's finances under control. And even the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who clashed with Koch over his stance on Palestine, today remembered Koch's deep love for the city of New York. Again, Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
When we were down, Ed Koch picked us up. When we were worried, he gave us confidence. When someone needed a good kick in the rear, he gave it to them. And if you remember, he enjoyed it. Ed loved the job because he was so good at it, and his legacy is all around us in all five boroughs. And I think it's fair to say that no retired elected official in the history of the world remained more involved, more vocal, and more relevant than Edward I. Koch.
The tributes to Edward I. Koch will be many in the coming days, but not all remember the Koch years favorably. The feisty mayor clashed with black leaders over hospital closings and over what many felt was Koch's support of abusive police practices. The police shotgun shooting of Eleanor Bumpers happened during the Koch years, as well as several other high-profile police shootings in which police escaped punishment. And longtime activist attorney and Freedom Party member Ramon Jimenez of the Bronx remembers years of struggles against Koch's policies by the people of the Bronx.
Jose, I know we're supposed to say good things about people when they die, and if we can't figure out good things to say, we're supposed to keep quiet. But I have to remind people that Ed Koch, while he was mayor, reigned over one of the most corrupt administrations there was. Remember Stanley Friedman going to prison. Remember Donald Manos committing suicide. Remember Congressman Robert Garcia and the wet tech scandal. Ed Koch was also responsible for closing at least five hospitals I know in the Bronx. In Manhattan, I was one of the lawyers in deciding on the case, a hospital that he closed. He tried to close Metropolitan Hospital. Ed Koch's legacy has to include that. And also his position on police brutality, how he allowed the police to run crazy in black and Latino communities. I'm sorry, but I'm not joining with the chorus telling us what a great mayor Ed Koch was. I got to deal with the reality of what Ed Koch did.
Now, he's certainly been credited with helping the city out. Mayor Dinkins said today that he should be credited with helping the city during hard fiscal times. Was the closings of the hospitals and schools at that time, was that part of his fiscal fix? Could it be excused that way?
Well, that was part of his fiscal fix, without a doubt. Instead of looking for revenues from the wealthy and powerful, he closed hospitals like Morrisania Hospital, like Fordham Hospital, like Union Hospital, like Prospect Hospital, like Sidium Hospital. I mean, he closed numerous hospitals, he closed schools. He was the first guy to start closing schools. He closed community programs, all in the name of the fiscal crisis. And if that's helping New York City, I just can't figure out how that helps New York City. Ed Koch caused a lot of damage and harm to the black and Latino communities in New York, and this has to be said as part of his legacy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had some very specific cases. I understand there were some legal cases that you were involved in these struggles to keep these hospitals open.
Right. I represented Sidingham Hospital. We went to the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. We lost 2-1. I was involved with the people trying to save Morrisania Hospital. And in all these cases, Ed Koch was the bad guy. And in fact, I told you a story before, Jose, that I've been a lawyer for 38 years. And the only one who ever brought any serious charge against me was Mayor Ed Koch. because we had a people's hearing against him because he was closing hospitals and schools, and we issued a subpoena, and he said we misused process, and the Bar Association dismissed his charges. Even the New York Times was on our side for him violating our freedom of speech. And again, Ed Koch was a guy who, if you were against him, he tried to do everything to try to destroy you. Ed Koch was not a friend of black and Latinos, no matter how people want to rewrite that history. And people should read Jack Newfield's, the late Jack Newfield's book about the Koch administration, which I think tells all of us about the scandals and the corruption that occurred during that period.
In his later years, Ed Koch lectured and appeared on numerous television and radio programs. Throughout his career in public service, he was a staunch supporter of Israel. Initially regarded as liberal when he entered public service, Koch evolved into somewhat of a conservative. He crossed party lines to support Rudolph Giuliani's 1993 run for mayor, an endorsement that may have scuttled David Dinkins' re-election. And Koch endorsed Bloomberg's first mayoral run and later supported Bloomberg's drive to be allowed to serve a third term. Koch also supported the re-election of George W. Bush. A funeral service for the late mayor is planned for Monday. For WBAI News, I'm Jose Santiago.